Amanda, it's a Thursday. Oh my God. It's
Thundering Thursday.
Where is Thundering Thursday? Oh baby, yeah.
Thundering Thursday.
Where is Thundering Thursday? Oh baby, yeah.
Yeah, you know it. It's Thundering Thursday. My name's Nick McGerrison. Hello, welcome. Thanks for tuning in to the show. With us we have Daz Smith. Now, let me explain. Daz Smith was trained by a guy who's ex-Special Forces to do something called remote viewing. Now, here's the history of remote viewing as I understand it. The American military used remote viewing almost covertly and secretly for a good 20 years or so in order to basically have people in a room thinking as hard as they could about where specific military targets were. Now, this definitely happened. Mainstream media has covered the fact that the American forces used remote viewing for, like I say, a good solid 20 years there. And Daz, thanks for joining us on the show. It's good to have you along. I can't see you, but I'm guessing you can see me, right?
Yeah, you never know.
Listen, explain a little bit about remote viewing. What's the process you go through when you're doing your remote viewing?
Okay, remote viewing is a psychic technique. And what we do when we remote view, we calm our minds. We sit down at a table with a stack of white paper. We're given a target, which is blind to us, so it's hidden usually behind a random number. We close our eyes, and whatever impressions come into our head, which may be thoughts or feelings, we then record on the paper.
And you write it down, then you track down the location of things, basically.
Yes, we do. I use a RV processor called CRV, which is the military...
Hang on, standard. Slow down, listen. An RV process, does that mean a remote viewing process, right?
Sorry, yeah. Okay. RV is how we abbreviate remote viewing. It's a method that was developed by the US military and the CIA, and it's called CRV, which is short for Controlled Remote Viewing.
Now, let me just stop you there, Daz, because I can already picture some people sort of rolling their eyes going, yeah, this guy's a nut. But I tell you what, Daz, this is mainstream media. This is acknowledged by the American government. This definitely happened, all of this remote viewing stuff, didn't it?
Absolutely. I have 89,500 documents that are released by the CIA through the Freedom of Information Act, which is round about 5% of all the documents have in their files. These are the ones that they let out to the public.
Yeah.
And these ones detail the project over its lifespan of 20 years and at a cost of nearly $20 million.
That's right. So like I say, you know, it's one of those things where when you talk to people like this, you go, oh man, you're such a conspiracy theory nut. But actually, no, this is actual fact. There's no sort of hidden, well, there is hidden elements of this, but certainly a lot of it's out in the open. Listen, let me ask you, Daz, you've been trained to do this. Can anyone do this?
Yep, anyone can do this. But with like any skill in life, some people can, you know, some people are, if you equate it to like a learning a martial art, some people will be with their natural talent and with their dedication. Some people will be at the skill level of a white belt. Some people, though, will be able to progress to a black belt level and above. So we all bring our individual talent to it. But yes, anyone to some degree can learn to remote view.
Right, I see. So the type of remote viewing you do, CRV. Now, explain that to us.
Yes, it's called CRV, which is short for Controlled Remote Viewing. And it came about in the 1970s, I think 1972 onwards. The CIA heard that the Russians were starting to look into psychic spying. And, you know, they got a bit jittery about this. They thought, well, if they're doing it, we should try to do it. So they commissioned a think tank, the biggest think tank in America, called SRI, Stanford Research Institute, to look into remote viewing.
Yeah.
And over a period of 4 to 5 years, they broke down the psychic process, how they saw it developing in the mind, and they created this set of techniques called CRV, which is a 6-stage process.
Now, the Stanford business, there's a lot of interesting stuff there. That's worth Googling. There's a thing called the Stanford Prison Experiment as well. A lot of sort of secret stuff happened there that's more than fascinating. That, like I say, is mainstream media stuff. It definitely happened, you know, and I like being on that familiar territory sometimes on this show. Listen, talk me through what it feels like, Daz, when you're doing remote viewing. How exactly does it feel to you? Because I'm picturing that you sit down, you close your eyes, and then you get this little picture in your head, like in a film or something. How is it? Talk you through.
Yeah, that's the standard way people see it, and remote viewing is a bit of the wrong word for it, really. The real word for it should be remote sensing. But yes, I sit down at a table, I quiet my mind, get rid of all the thoughts that have happened throughout the day, and then you start getting sensations build up in your head. You know, you may get quick flashes of imagery, and once you get this, you write down what you think you saw. But generally, you get feelings. So you get a feeling that the target is tall.
Right.
You feel that it's hard, and you feel that, you know, you say to yourself, if I touched the target, what would it feel like? And then the moment you kind of key yourself with that, you start to get a whole ream of impressions.
Right.
So, you know, I might say, what would the target be like if I tasted it? And then I would get metallic. I would get, you know, it tastes cold. It tastes earthy. And you write down these impressions one after another on the page in a set format.
So this is how you... So, you listen, what I'm going to do is, Daz, I'm going to keep you where you are. We're going to have a quick tune by the Foo Fighters. Then what I want you to do is I want you to talk us through the process of going about doing remote viewing for ourselves. So stay where you are. It's Daz there, and I can't see him, but maybe he can see me. Maybe he knows what I look like. It's kind of scary stuff. Listen, this is the Foo Fighters' Long Road to Ruin here on Kerrang! Radio. Taking your calls very soon as well. 0845 688 1052 is the number.